How's a strong broom better than a stiff broom?
Well, one thing about the straw broom, you can sweep out from under the bed better with it than you can a thick broom. A straw broom, you can sweep better with it, I can.
Uh-huh.
And sweep quicker with it.
Uh-huh.
It don't take you long to sweep over the house with a straw broom.
Say if the broom was in that corner and the door was open like it is, you'd say that the broom was... If the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say that the broom was...
Behind the door.
Okay. And, talking about the, work that women used to do, you'd say, on Monday, women usually did the...
The washing, the most of washed on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Especially than my mother did. So she's taking on a lot of washing and ironing.
Mm-hmm.
And she always started on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
She had so much, and of course she'd get it out by the weekend.
How does she wash?
With her hand on the scrub board and boiled in a wash pot. You see that bigger wash pot sitting out there, I have the flowers in?
Uh-huh.
The old-fashioned wash pot. No, that's what she did. She rubbed them on the rubber board, boiled them, and then rinsed them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see her use of some sort of a block or a stick before they had the scrub board?
A wood scrub board?
Yeah, before they had that, did you ever see any?
No. The first I seen was a wood scrub board, but made, homemade, you know.
Uh-huh.
They would take a knife, you know, and cut it out,
uh-huh.
Make a wood scrub board. And after that, they began to make tin scrub board,
uh-huh.
And glass scrub board.
Glass?
Uh-huh.
How did the glass work out?
Well, I have one out there in the wash house now.
That seemed like it would work. It seems like
it worked good.
Glass?
Uh-huh.
How come it didn't break?
It don't break. Unless you drop it and throw something on it. Did you know it got ribs in it? You won't see it?
Yeah, I'd like it. Talking about the washing and ironing, did you ever, what might you call both washing and ironing together? Would you have one word that would refer to mean washing and ironing?
No, one to wash, another to iron.
Uh-huh. What about the word laundry?
Well, it's all the same, isn't it?
Do you use that word much?
Laundry, no, we don't use it much, no. Unless they say they're going, when they take clothes to the laundromat, you know, laundry, they call it, going.
Uh-huh.
The lady told me one day she had to go to the laundry to wash.
Mm-hmm.
But as chair, we call it just washing and ironing.
Uh-huh. And say if that's open and you don't want it to be, you tell someone to... If the door's open and you don't want it to be, you tell someone to...
Close the door.
Or another word you might use?
Shut the door.
Okay. And you know, some houses have these boards that lap over each other. Do you know what that's called?
Tongue and glue, they call it.
Uh-huh.
Tongue and glue. Well,
I'm talking about the outside. Uh-huh.
I don't know. That house up there built like that with boards like that. I don't know what to call them.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear clapboard or weatherboarding or?
Weatherboarding the house.
Did you hear that expression
much? Mm-hmm.